You are listening to the Proof Producers Podcast, where we reach the world with the saving power of the gospel of Jesus Christ with the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to experience a never-ending increase in every area of life. If you're ready for a revelation that will take you to the next level, you're in the right place. Here is your host, Pastor Augustine Mpemba Jr.
I want to exalt and talk about divine direction. Amen. Divine direction. The secret for any exploits in the kingdom is divine direction. Amen. We heard even how this church was built was from divine direction. One day, Pastor heard, build me a strong church in Pittsburgh. That's how it starts. And we're here today because someone heard the voice of God. Amen. You know that every child of God is ordained to be led of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. He said, anyone who is born of God is led of God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 says, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. So it is our heritage to hear the voice of God. Are you hearing me? It is our heritage to be led of God. Praise God. It's not a spectacular thing to hear God. If you're born of God, you're supposed to hear the voice of your Father. It's just natural. Amen. I want to pinpoint several things. Understanding, if you're writing, understanding the posture and positioning for divine direction. There's a posture. There's a positioning for divine direction. Several things I want to take note of. I want you to take note of. Number one, God is always speaking. God is always speaking. The question is not, is God speaking? Rather, the question is man listening? Amen. Are you listening? That's the right question to ask. Number one, God is always listening. Number two, man must be deliberate and decisive to hear God. Do you hear what I just said? Man must be what? Deliberate and decisive to hear God. Psalms chapter 85 from verse 5, the Bible says, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak to me. There's deliberate, there's decisiveness. If you want to hear God, you have to be deliberate and decisiveness. He says, I will hear what the Lord my God will speak to me, for he shall speak peace to his people and to his saints. Habakkuk chapter 2, we know this from verse 1. The Bible says, I will stand at my watch and I will set myself, hallelujah, to hear what the Lord will speak to me. There's a deliberate action that we take if you want to hear the voice of God. Amen. You know, you have to be decisive. Some people say, I've never heard the voice of God. Well, have you been decisive about it? Have you separated yourself? Have you taken time? Have you been focused? Singularity of mind, focused to hear the voice of God. Point number three to take note of, man must maintain the correct posture, positioning that enables God to speak to them. Habakkuk 2 verse 1, we just read it. I will stand on my watch. I will set myself on the rampart to watch and to see what he will say to me. And I will answer when I am corrected. Habakkuk chapter 1, chapter 2 from verse 1. So several postures I wanted to give us real quickly. Several postures for you to receive divine direction. Several postures you must have if you want to receive divine direction. Number one, be desperate to know the mind of God. Tell your neighbor, be desperate to know the mind of God. A man of God, Bishop Debo said this, which I found it very interesting. He says, God doesn't speak much, God answers much. Does it make sense? In other words, it requires your intentionality to hear. Does it make sense? God doesn't speak much, but God answers much. If you want to hear God, you have to be intentional to ask. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, from verse number 7, he says what? Ask, and you what? You shall receive, right? Seek, and you shall what? You shall find. He says, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks, receives. Anyone who seeks, finds. Anyone who knocks, the door shall be open unto him. It's a guarantee of Jesus. But he says you have to ask. You have to seek. There's a role that you play. So number one, be desperate to know the mind of God. Young people, be desperate to know the mind of God concerning your life, your future, your marriage, what God wants you to do next, what God wants you to do next in your business. Be desperate. If there's no intentionality, then there's no response. Hallelujah. Number one, be desperate. Number two, possess the quality of meekness. Possess the quality of meekness. The Bible speaks of Moses in the book of Numbers that Moses was the meekest man on earth, on the face of the earth. And because of his meekness, he had access to the voice of God. Access to the voice of God. I'm telling you, I was reading the book of Numbers. There's a time two men came before Moses and they were undefiled, so they couldn't perform the Sabbath. And they came randomly to him and he says, stop, let me hear from God. Wow. Such access to the voice of God. Such access to divine direction. So because of his meekness, he had access to the voice of God. Praise the Lord. So number three, commit your steps to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. What? Commit your steps to the Lord and he will guide you. He will guide you. Commit your steps to the Lord. Don't do things and then ask God to approve them. Amen. Practical things. Don't do things and ask God. Ask the Lord what he wants you to do. What do you want me to do? David says, shall I go? David always committed himself. Shall I go? Shall I go and recover? Then the Lord says, go, recover. You shall win. So be committed to committing your steps to the Lord. Amen. Number four, possess an attitude of inquiry. Like what I said, God does not speak much, but God answers much. Inquire of the Lord. Ask. Ask. If you ask, he'll answer. Amen. Number five, be charged with the word of God. You see, the source of the voice of God really is the word of God. If you have enough of the word of God in you, you'll be here, the voice of God will be so clear to you. Hallelujah. He'll never speak anything that contradicts his word. So the more of his word you have in you, he said in the book of Colossians chapter 3, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The more of God's word you have in you, the more clearly you hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. He said in the book of Psalms chapter number 29, he says, the voice of the Lord is upon many waters. And we know from the book of Ephesians that waters are synonymous to the word of God. He shall wash you and cleanse you by the washing of water, by the word. So he says, the voice of God is upon many words of God. That's what he means. So the more of God's word you have in your spirit, the clearly you hear God's voice. Hallelujah. And that's how you'll be led of the spirit. Hallelujah. You'll be led of God in everything you do. I see God leading you. Hallelujah. From this day forward, you will hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Like he said in the book of Isaiah, you shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Hallelujah. So what's another posture? He says, pray abundantly in the spirit. You want to hear the voice of God? Pray abundantly in the spirit. Paul was a man like that. The Bible says he came and said the book to the church of Corinth. He says, I thank my God that I pray in the spirit more than you all. Pray abundantly in the spirit. Because when you pray in the spirit, you condition your spirit to become sensitive to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. This is so important because the voice of God is the secret for advancement in life. It's the secret for exploits. He says, they that know the Lord shall be mighty and do exploits. He said in the book of Isaiah chapter number 1, he says, if you only listen to me, if you read in the New Living Translation, he said, if you only listen to me, I will make you rich. Deuteronomy chapter number 28, he says, if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, he shall what? Make you the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. The voice of God is a secret for advancement. Divine direction is a secret for going forward in the things of God. So I will position myself. I will posture myself. I want to hear what God says. Hallelujah. So the last posture to hear in the voice of God is that you must possess a climate of joy and praise. That's so important. That's so important. Just like in the opposite side, people who are depressed always hear from the devil. It's true. They always hear from the devil. The devil is always speaking to them because they're depressed. They have a climate of depression. In the same way, when you have a climate of joy, hallelujah, you hear the voice of God. You hear the voice of God. Isaiah chapter number 30 from verse number 29. Before we close, Isaiah 30 from verse number 29. The Bible says, but the people of God will sing a song of joy, like the song at the holy festivals. You will be filled with joy, and when a flutist leads a group of the pilgrims to Jerusalem, the mountain of the Lord's house, the rock of Israel. Verse 30 says, and the Lord will make his majestic voice heard. Did you see that? He says, the people of God shall sing with joy. Then the next verse says, and the Lord will make his majestic voice heard. Joy precedes the voice of God. If you're depressed, you won't hear from God. You just hear from the devil. But if you're joyful, hallelujah, the voice of God will be not known unto you. Amen. And I see God speaking you and guiding you. I see you finding access to God's voice from now on in the name of Jesus.
To get daily teaching from Augustine and to follow our event schedule around the world, please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to the Proof Producers Podcast. By partnering with Proof Producers, you will help us take the saving and healing power of Jesus to the world. Your giving changes lives forever. For more information, visit us online at iamajmpemba.com. Thank you for your prayer and financial support.